Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. While I've been doing that all weekend, I've had people working on my financial freedom. You didn't know that could happen that way, did you? But it's true. It's true. You can help other people, and other people can help you. You cannot do the real estate business by yourself. You have to learn how to build a comprehensive and competent team around you. People that are better at doing certain things than you are. People that have decided they will go and build a business providing you goods and services that you need to do your business model. It is a really cool thing. This last weekend was an amazing weekend for me. And it's not because Tina and I got a chance to go take that Alaskan cruise that we have planned. No, we haven't done that yet. And it's not that Tina and I have decided we're going to go take a trip in the car for a week or two and go tour a bunch of states that we've never seen. No, it has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is the fact we got to hang out with well over 5,000 like-minded real estate investors. It was a phenomenal experience. It was Expo. Now, if you don't know what Expo is an annual event that Lifestyles Unlimited puts on, and we do it every year. As a matter of fact, we didn't miss a year, even in the coronavirus era. Yeah, because we actually did our Expo early in 2020 before the world was, you know what happened, right? Okay, so we did it in 2020, and then 2021, we were a little concerned because we thought that we'd be able to do it in 2021 because we thought the country, as well as Texas, was coming out of the pandemic, and we'd actually planned to do it in the spring, summertime of 2021, only to find out that, you know, that virus had morphed, it had changed to the Delta variant, and as a result of that, it was still extremely hazardous, and we backed away. And we were considering not having it in 2021, but things changed. It changed in Texas, and we were able to go and have our Expo event in 2021. Now, we just did it for 2022. So we're back on cycle, we're back on track, and it is a wonderful event. Now, because it's in the past, you can't attend. No, you can't attend. But I've got good news for you. We actually plan to have another one in 2023. Like I said, it's an annual event. Now, this event is an event you need to be at. Whether you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member or not, you need to be there. And here's why. It is literally the one place where everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited comes together. It all comes together in one centralized location. All of our mentors show up. All of our operations consultants show up. All of our member services team showed up. All of the people that provide background services at Lifestyles Unlimited, you know, making sure the financial piece is right, making sure that we have IT support, you know, all those people, right? They all come together at Expo. And I'll tell you, we put on the biggest live event of the year. I don't know that anybody else does what we do. And they may have big events and stuff, and they may have that da-da-da-da flair to them, okay? But that's not how we roll. Our events are designed specifically to give you the information and the tools that you need in order to build this real estate business, as well as to network and to figure out what the future holds for you. I actually found out something very interesting this year at Expo that I was not aware of. People were telling me that I was a celebrity. Yeah, you heard me crazy. Yeah, even my dog's over there going, that is silly, Al. You're not a celebrity. And that's the way I feel. I'm not a celebrity. No, I don't do this because I want you to adore me and have fame and spotlights and all that stuff that, you know, celebrities crave. I don't want any of that stuff. But what I do want is to help you understand that there is a better way for you to achieve the lifestyle you've always craved. That what you're doing right now for retirement, it may not be working for you. I was just hanging out with 5,000 people. They all came to that conclusion that what they were doing for retirement was broken. Some of them had financial catastrophes like I had. Yeah, that financial catastrophe when I retired from the military and couldn't get into the workforce fast enough and I was burning through all of what little savings I had. Yeah, I went through a financial Armageddon when I left the military. Now, I didn't completely implode, but I came really close. And you know what? There's a lot of members in Lifestyles Unlimited that had very similar experiences. Yeah, now maybe they didn't retire after 27 years from the military, although I did meet a lot that did, that actually had the same experience that I had. So that tells me that I'm not a total loser. No, apparently it wasn't my fault that it happens to other people too. It's a systematic problem, a systemic problem, if you will, when people retire from the military. And even though the military puts you through whatever they call a transition stuff, right? It's ineffective. It's just so that the military can check the box and say, we try to do something for you. Good luck with your life. There are other members there that had gone through similar financial catastrophes that had nothing to do with the military. These people had been laid off. These people had a lot of money invested in the stock market when it crashed.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
20% of the activities you do in life produce 80% of your results. That's his efficiency ratio. Now, it's obvious in life, if you can do more of the 20% that makes a difference and less of the 80% that doesn't, you can be more successful. So it's that line. Here is the line. You live, let's say there's a line where you are exactly an 80-20 person. Successful people are more like 30-70. Unsuccessful people are more like 90-10. What I mean by that is the people who are unsuccessful spend 90% of their time doing stuff that means nothing and only 10% of the time doing something that's effective. Very successful people spend 30% of their time doing something effective and only 70% of their time doing something ineffective.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to spill the beans on what happened, and I'm going to tell you about the 16 offers I've got to review on my property. Oh, yeah, that happened too. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to my show, and it's actually our show. This show is for you and me. It's not just for me. It's not about me. I'm not a celebrity. I don't even know how to be a celebrity. I don't want to be a celebrity. All I want to do is help you, and that's why I do what I do. Now, I've gotten to a place in my life where I don't have to work. I don't have to do anything I don't want to do because I have achieved retirement. Now, that wasn't always the case with me. I did achieve retirement at one point in my life when I left the military, because I actually have a document that says, it's right there on my wall, Certificate of Retirement, United States Army, signed by, I don't know, whoever scribbled their signature on that thing. Right there says, I'm retired. Yeah, all that thing means is that I was physically retired. I was no longer able to go to work for those guys. Now, they do pay me a pension. Don't get me wrong. I served 27 years, and I receive a pension. But ironically, that pension was not enough money for me to sustain my household without essentially just, you know, telling my kids they couldn't go to college. Not that they wanted to, but you know where I'm going, right? Okay, it's financial Armageddon. It's financial Armageddon. That's what I went through. And I found a job, but the job was only enough to fill the void. And I was back to trading time for money. And I did that for about a year and a half. And I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And I checked them out. It was the only organization that I had ever experienced that indicated to me that they could help me make a change in my life. And trust me, at this point in my life, I needed a change. I was in cubicle hell. I was ready to rip out my very full and luxurious hair. Yes, yes, I have a full head of hair. That's about the only thing I got going on for me these days, physically, it seems like. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, became a member, went to work changing my financial destiny because I was desperate. I laid out a five-year plan, achieved it in 2 years. You heard me correctly, achieved it in 2 years by doing everything that I was taught to do. Now, I've got two business degrees. Nobody ever bothered to teach me any of this stuff that Lifestyles Unlimited taught me. It's amazing. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, it's we're not putting you through a course that's designed to have you discuss theory and think about the possibilities of whatever. Okay, we do that a little bit. But at the end of the day, what we really teach you how to do is to develop a business plan that's going to get you retired in the next 5 years. And all the support services that you need in order to execute that business plan are all dialed in. There are other organizations out there that try to do the same thing. There are. As a matter of fact, there are some organizations that actually spun off from Lifestyles. Not that Lifestyles was looking to grow and spin off another company. No, these are people that chose to essentially copy what we do. And on my way back home from Expo, I actually was listening to a radio show that somebody else put out, and that was a radio show that was hosted by somebody that is attempting to do what I just described. And here's the problem I had. I felt that that individual, and I'm not going to name names, I'm not going to tell you what radio station this person was on because I'm not that kind of person. But what I heard on the radio show was something that I call disinformation. They were telling you things similar to what everybody at the Lifestyles Unlimited team shares, from Del Walmsley on down to all of my fellow radio hosts that produce these shows, guys like Mike Harrison and Andy Webb and David Ruzicka. They're my fellow co-hosts. We put out information designed to help you get to where you're trying to go. But I heard information that was kind of copycat information, but I also heard information that I thought was inappropriate, because when I heard this individual talking about the different forms of investments that they're willing to help you with, it sounded like a junk drawer approach to real estate investing. It really did. He said that he would help you with flipping. Okay? Flipping is not investing. Let's be very clear. It is not investing. It is a job. Can you make a lot of money flipping? Yes, you can. But you can also pay a whole lot of taxes. If you don't understand the tax implications of being a flipper, make sure you understand them, because they can erode a big portion of your profits. They can erode a big portion of your profits because they do not receive the same privileges in the tax code that actual real estate investors receive. Another thing that he was talking about were all these different asset classes. You could be in self-storage. You could be in student housing. You could be in, okay, I'm just going to stop there. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to teach you about two forms of real estate investing. And that's it. Just two forms. And both of those forms are linked directly to the residential segment of real estate investing. Now, why do we do that? Because over the 32 years that we've been in business, teaching people like you and me how to change their lives, and I'm a recipient of that education, by the way, over 32 years, we determined that the best asset class for your money is in the residential arm. That's it. I'm not even going to talk about those other classes. Just take a look at what happened when a pandemic hit. How many of those other classes did really well? A lot of those classes are in a challenging situation. Now, there may be a lot of money running to those classes because, you know, it's possible that people have determined that those assets are on sale. But we're not seeing that in a housing market. Not at all. We're not seeing anything close to that in the housing market. As a matter of fact, here's my proof. I left for Expo last week, I did. I left, I don't know, it was like Thursday morning. We had a meeting we had to be at. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm kind of a last minute guy. So about 11 o'clock, I jump in the car to get there for a 3 o'clock meeting. That's just how I roll. Okay. I'm a just in time kind of guy. And I got there just in time and I went through the meeting. And as I was driving to Houston, I had made a call to my real estate agent and I told Bonnie, hey, here's where we're at on one of our houses. We were planning to rent the house back out. We determined that the house could produce an additional $200 worth of cash flow every month, just based on what's going on in the real estate markets right now and with inflation and all this stuff. But we also determined that it's probably a really good time to sell this property. And here's why. Even though it would have pushed me up an extra $200 a month, essentially giving me about a $2,400 a year increase in income streams, I was looking at the amount of equity in this particular property. Now, I picked up this property for $174,000, and it was actually in pretty good condition when I took it over. And it had a resident in the property, and that resident had a very good track record of paying rent on time every month. When the lease ended, they decided to leave. And I'm totally fine with that. They were great residents. They left. So Tina and I, we went to take a look at the property and it was in really good shape. Now, there were a couple things that needed to be addressed.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
I'm looking at this money. If I leave it in the IRA, I don't have any cash flow. If I take it out of the IRA, I pay taxes. You don't really have that money until you take it out of that IRA. It's not yours. It belongs to the IRA, which is a government-held entity, saying that we're holding your money for you until you decide to pay us taxes. Now, if you want to let that money become larger, then we'll let you go ahead and let it become larger within the IRA so that when you get ready to pay taxes, you pay more taxes. You take it out a little bit at a time, invest it a little bit at a time, and you take the hit a little bit at a time and not jack your tax bracket up a large amount. That's a possible way to do it, right? What if your boss came to you today and said, Bob, I'm going to give you a $50,000 bonus this month? Would you say, sir, please don't do that because you're going to jack my tax bracket up. It's going to mess me up bad. Okay, well, Bob, I was going to give you $100,000 this year. $50,000 now, $50,000 at the end of the year. Please, boss, do you know how bad that would mess up my tax bracket? Now think about it that way, and then you'll see how stupid it is to worry about taking the money out of the IRA.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you why we decided to sell. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant? And all of a sudden, it becomes very difficult to do business. I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Now, I'm going to tell you why we sold the house, why we made that decision. But before I do that, I'm holding in my hands a copy of a book that a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, who happens to be an ER doctor and a very successful one at that, gave me. Yeah, his name's Lior. He's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And, you know, he's one of these guys that he makes good money. He's in medicine. And here's the thing. People like that are in the same problem situation that I was in. Same problem situation you're probably in. Realizing that at a certain point in their life's journey, what they're doing for retirement, it's not adding up. You know, when you go 10, 20, 30 years with a small return rate, say 8 to 10, whatever your financial planner said was appropriate for you, right? you start to realize that when you get down that road, it doesn't build the money up as fast as it should. Here's the point. Lior is changing his life. And one of the things Lior did for me is he's helping me to change my life because he's an expert in the body. You have to be in, to be an ER doctor. I mean, think about it. What comes into where you work? Bodies that are not in great shape. And you have to figure out what's wrong with that body and get it back on track if you can do that. Now, with me, I think Lior is trying to give me some preventative medicine. As a matter of fact, I had some really, really nice conversations with him about this whole dieting thing. I've even done a radio show about the fact that you have to change your mindset in order to do something like this. Because the book he gave me is called How Not to Die. And it's written by a gentleman by the name of Michael Greer. He's an MD. And now I thought this was going to be like a short book. No, what I got was a book that's 460 some odd pages, a very small print. And then there's like another 100 and some odd pages of notes and reference material, which tells me that this guy has taken a deep dive into the physics and the science of what we put in our bodies. And all the information that Lior's been sharing with me is telling me that the things that I'm putting in my body are putting me at risk for having a problem in the future again. And as a guy with coronary heart disease and AFib, and I've already had one heart attack and I've got a nice metal stent in one of my arteries, it's probably time for me to consider a different path. And that's one of the things that I'm doing. And I'm going to read this book. Now, Lior, I do have to tell you, you realize that I was in the Army and there are no pictures in the book. You understand that, right, Lior? Okay. So it's going to take me more than a day to get through it. Now, I know a guy like you, as smart as you are, Lior, I know you could probably read this like it's your lunch break. It's going to take me a little time to get through it, but I will get through it. Now, let me get back to why we're selling our property. The $2,400 a month rent bump was pretty significant. But once I got back into that unit after my resident had left, I had my contractor go over there with me. We walked the property. There were a few things that need to be addressed. I mean, you know, most homes have normal wear and tear. And my residents left the property in pretty good condition. But the one thing that we noticed as we kind of went through the property was that the toilet in the second bathroom, it was kind of wobbly. It was wobbly. Toilets shouldn't be wobbly. They should be firmly affixed to the flange in the ground and then pressed up against whatever flooring you have in the bathroom. Yeah, I mean, that's the way it should roll and have nice silicone bead around it. Yeah, you know what right looks like, right? But when I looked at the toilet, this thing was wobbling. So I had my contractor pull it off and the flange was like, I don't know, like a 22 degree angle or something. Yeah, it wasn't level. That's what I'm trying to point out. So right there and then, I knew that I had a fairly major repair. So I got one of the guys on my team. I've got a master plumber that's on my team. He costs a little bit more, but to be honest with you, I actually save money because he gets the job done correctly the first time and very timely. Yeah, very timely. He just gets in, gets it done, yada, yada. So he came out to look at this thing. And he goes, "Oh, man, who'd you buy this house from?" And I go, "Oh, another investor. Why?" And he goes, "Yeah, look down here. I'm looking down here at this flange thing. And yeah, it's supposed to be level and it's not." And I go, "Yeah, now you know why I called you, right?" And he goes, "Yeah, I don't know what the last guy did, but it looks like they used some kind of like concrete flooring material stuff to adhere this flange to the foundation." And I go, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Oh, well, it looks like somebody took one of these ram jam things that you would use to drive nails into concrete and tried to use that to install the flange, but it damaged the concrete, and that's why you're having the problem. Now, I can try and fix it, but I'm not 100% sure I'm going to be able to get it done correctly. We might have to remove some concrete to get it done right." So the plumber goes in, spends about, I don't know, hour or two at the property trying to do what he can to fix the problem, calls me up. He goes, "Al, I could fix it, but it's going to break again." I said, "All right, what do we need to do?" He says, "Well, what you need to do is have me remove the concrete around the flange. We need to dig all that out. We have to reestablish the piping and install the flange correctly." So I said, "Okay, what is that going to cost?" He said, "Well, that's about $3,700. I went, "Oh, dang it." So what should have been about a $900 repair turned into a $3,600 repair. Along with some of the other things that I needed to have done to the house, I was looking at about a $5,000 cost for the turn on this particular property. So when Tina and I looked at if we are moving the rents up, and this particular, I'll just tell you what this property was running for. I was getting $1,400 for this property, and the property's in northeast portion of San Antonio. It's actually in a town called Conroe. And when I looked at the fact that I could make that extra $200, that was a $2,400 increase per year. And then when I divided that by the $5,000 that I had to pay out to get the property up to where it needed to be, I was only getting about a 50% return on my investment. So you take $2,500, you divide it by 5,000, that's what, a 50% return on investment. So that's the way I'm looking at this property. I'm thinking, okay, well, it's going to cost me $5,000, but I can get an extra $200 out. So essentially I'm getting 50% return on my money, but I should have been getting a bigger number. Yeah, you see where my head's at? Because that cost of that repair ratcheted up, I only was able to potentially receive a 50% increase on that rent bump. I was looking for a number that was like 75% or higher. So the next thing Tina and I did was we looked at what's the property selling for. Now we bought this thing, we paid $174,000 for the property. And I factored out, okay, if we have 3.5% appreciation year over year, because that's essentially the appreciation rate that gets you to the doubling effect that real estate does. You heard me correctly. Real estate has a tendency to double in value every 20 years. Now, it's faster in some places, it's slower in other places, and with what's going on in the marketplace now, it's faster in a lot more places. And in that particular little town where I bought this house, that's one of those places where it's going faster, faster, faster. So our strike price was $225. We would consider selling the property if it reached $225. But I've got comps showing me $235. And when we put the property on the market, my realtor was able to get me 16 offers for me to review. Pretty cool stuff.
Now more intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I had a guy who used to work for me. He's now a self-help guru guy out there on the radio too. And he came to me one day and he said, Del, you know, the problem is the reason I won't buy any real estate, I won't do anything positive, and won't save any money is because every time I ever make money, I spend it and I go broke. And so I'm afraid of making money. I don't want to save any money because if I save it, I'll just lose it. So my idea is spend it on what I want to spend it on, so at least I get to have what I want. I had no argument for that. I mean, if that's the way you feel about life, you know, that kind of belief system is going to lead to failure. And so you can't really fall for that. Being a spender, having bad credit, being broke, overspending, driving a Ferrari when you can't afford a Ferrari, that's all ego stuff. You're way, way ahead of yourself financially. So that's all part of make money, save money, right? Then the next rule is make your gold multiply, invest wisely, guard thy treasures from loss, and avoid investment. Here's my rule number one, never lose money. Now, to be able to live by rule number one, you have to live by a whole bunch of other rules. Never losing money is not, I wish upon the star I'll never lose money. Wishing upon the star doesn't do it. Never losing money means I'll never invest where I give my money blindly to someone else and they blindly do what they want with it and I just sit back and get hosed. No, I don't give my money to other people anymore. I tried giving my money to other people and what happened? I lost it.
We'll come back from break. I'm going to tie it all up for you. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I have to go back to that radio show that I endured for an hour on my drive back from Houston. I really have to do this. And let me just tell you about what the experience was for me. Okay? Let me just lay it out for you. And I'm not trying to pick on it. I didn't tell you who it was. I'm just telling you that this is an organization that thinks it is capable of providing the same services that Lifestyles Unlimited provides. As a matter of fact, their pricing structure matches ours. They essentially have liberated a lot of our educational material because when I listen to the show, everything that the guy said is the stuff that I say. He's changed the wording a little bit so that nobody could, you know, accuse him of blatantly copying, but it's very clear to me that's what he's doing. But here's another thing that just really irked me. I actually tuned in because I was curious to hear information that somebody else was putting out. I'm serious about that. I never intended to go to that radio show to bash on them. I went there seeking information. And here's how that radio show worked out. It's a four-segment radio show, just like this one is. So for the first segment, there was no radio show. They started the radio show. They played all the music that starts when you start a radio show. My show does the same thing. And then I'm expected to start talking somewhere when the music plays so that the engineers know that everything is good to go. Well, in this particular radio show, the music played, and then there was just dead air. And I thought, uh-oh, there must be a problem. And then all of a sudden, the radio station just started playing all these different commercials. I thought, okay, well, maybe he's just having connectivity issues. I mean, that happens to me. I do have connectivity issues from time to time. And it always seems to happen 5 minutes before the show starts. My internet provider decides we're just going to drop your signal out just because we like screwing with you. Yeah, that's what I think they're thinking. I know they're not thinking that, but that's what I think they're thinking. So I'm thinking, okay, well, this guy, maybe he's having the same problem too. Okay, maybe his engineers are scrambling in the background to get him up and running, right? So I'm thinking, okay, cool. So I decided I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to see if he's able to come back for the second segment. I'll listen, and then all of a sudden the show starts. Okay, it's time for the second segment. Except it's pretty clear to me that he's starting the show. So I thought, okay, this is cool. This is good. It's going to be a shorter show than I'm sure he planned, but I'm sure I'm going to get all this great information. Well, this gentleman decided to start talking about how he does not necessarily like to give out information that might give you an impression that he's trying to forecast what the market will do. But then he went ahead and gave you the information anyhow, which I think is a little underhanded. I mean, I just tell you flat out where I get my information from. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'll tell you how I assess it. And then I expect you to go out there and do your own darn research. Don't take it from me that I'm 100% correct. Go do your own fact checking. But the information this guy started putting out was talking about something called forbearance in houses. And what he was trying to tell the audience was he is predicting that maybe in the next year or two that there is a potential black swan event. Now, I've done a show on black swan events. I'm not going to talk about that now because it does take me an entire show to actually talk about a black swan event. But I'll just give you the premise. Black swan event is when everything just kind of like starts dumping, going down in value. 2008's a great example. Yeah, both the stock market, the real estate market, those are black swan events, okay? Things occurred that affected the economy. And he's talking about forbearance. And he's talking about all of these homes that have been set up in forbearance. And what he is predicting is that there will be a bunch of homes that are going to all of a sudden go into receivership. Now, on the surface, that makes you think, wow, this guy's on it, man. He's on it. He's dialed in. So you know what I did? I went and did my own research on what he talked about. And the information he put out was from 2 years ago. He was talking about forbearance, and he was using a Bloomberg article that was predicting that we may have all of these problems in COVID, in the COVID era, because all of these people have problems paying their mortgages and had to go into forbearance. And he was throwing out all kinds of stats that came out of this Bloomberg article about, you know, the potential number of homes that we're going to see in receivership. But here's the problem with his show. It didn't happen that way. It did not happen that way. No, as a matter of fact, I've read article after article since then that has indicated to me this forbearance thing is not the big hairy gorilla that everybody thought it was going to be. That lending institutions did not want to go back through the same painful process that they went through in 2008, 2009, 2000. You know what I'm talking about, right? So they are much more agreeable to working with people. And the easiest way to work with people is just go, hey, bro, you're 3 months behind. Tell you what, this has been a terrible situation for all of us. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just take the amount of money that you should have paid us for those 3 months, and we'll just add it on to your loan amount. Yeah, we'll just add it on to your loan amount. Can you get back on track this month? Oh, you can? Oh, perfect. So we're not seeing a lot of forbearance hitting the market. As a matter of fact, we're seeing just the opposite. We're seeing a fury of buying in the single family housing markets. And the other thing this guy said is, he said this, well, if you're thinking about buying a personal residence, this might not be the time to do that. Okay, why? Because you're going to go into forbearance? That's silly. And then it hit me. This guy didn't show up for work. He didn't show up to do his radio show. Yeah, you know what he did? Something happened. I don't know why he didn't do his radio show. Not my problem. Not my company. Don't care. But for whatever reason, the station started playing a show that he did like a couple years ago. Now think about it. If you're going to be putting yourself out there saying that I can show you what right looks like, but you can't even get your information correct, let alone communicate to your radio station to not play a show from 2 years ago because it's irrelevant today. Come on, really? And again, this is why I'm making this point. Lifestyles Unlimited is at the tip of the spear for helping you change your life. You can go to alternate companies who may or may not be able to do the same thing. I didn't go to any of those alternate companies and join them, so I don't know. But I do know this. I just spent the weekend with 5,000 like-minded people that all realized that they had a financial catastrophe either in their past or on the horizon, and they were not interested in living through that. As a matter of fact, they would rather get on a fast track to retiring in the next 5 years. And that's exactly what we do for you. We make this as easy as possible. We give you the tactical applications that nobody else gives you. Unless, of course, they copy our stuff. So, 16 offers. I just received 16 offers on a house that I bought a year and a half ago. And my broker is going to be here in about an hour. And we're going to go over all of these offers. Does that sound like a real estate market that is in peril? I think not. I think what it sounds like is a very healthy real estate market. We have a very, very healthy real estate market because the lending institutions have realized that foreclosure is not the path forward. Working things out with people that went into forbearance is a much more agreeable approach than kicking people out of their houses. It's just that simple. Here's the other thing. There's still plenty of real estate out there for you to buy. I know you've heard the commentary that there's just not enough real estate out there. After all, Al, you have 16 people trying to buy your one house. This is true. I have 16 people trying to buy my one house. But when I sell that house, I'm probably going to take one person out of play. So now there's less competition. See how that works? And the type of properties that you're going to buy as a Lifestyles Unlimited member are not the properties that I'm selling. I don't want you to buy the house that I am selling. And here's why. I am doing things to create buzz for that property. I am looking to get the most money out of that property I can. So I'm kind of setting up a little bidding war because this is the time when you can do it. And if you don't do it, it's a missed opportunity. And I have a great opportunity here. So I'm going for top of market pricing. I don't want you buying properties at top of market. I want you to buy properties at wholesale pricing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, trust me. There is money to be made doing it that way. As a matter of fact, that's kind of what I did with this one.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Guy came up to me and said, man, I went up and I listened to your podcast. He said, man, it's really interesting. I'm thinking about doing it. And that really was interesting to me that just an infrequent conversation to somebody at a bar could start someone's mind to thinking about retirement. It was a big leadership training meeting they were at. And yet some guy really was willing to come up and say, hey, I really would like to retire. And the point I'm getting to, it's kind of struck me because I really didn't anticipate this conversation. How many of you out there right now really would like to retire and just don't even know that you'd like to retire? How many of you have any idea what the possibilities are in life? And I would suggest to you that my excursion over this last 5 or 6 days has proved to me that almost nobody understands. Nobody, that is, that isn't a Lifestyles member, that isn't watching other people doing it and seeing it done, and people retiring in 2 to 3 years or less. And so when you propose that concept to a person, the guy's 40 years old, he's in the apex of his career, he's peaking in his company, it just doesn't even click because they're still thinking about climbing to the top of the mountain. So you see that the people out there just don't really even have any understanding that there is a possibility to retire in 2 or 3 years.
If you want to get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up, and let's get you going, and I'll see you at Expo next year in Irving, Texas.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.